Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's new book, Paperboy. To order today, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
I honestly don't know all of what NYU's doing.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU's doing?
I don't know.
What is wrong with you?
I wish I was more educated.
I'm not either.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Think about the guys you grew up with. You'd like to get into the corner and just give them a straight left.
Oh, tough guy.
I'm not suggesting we hit the president.
Stop hitting yourself.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Bomb Tel Aviv? I know the people saying this aren't, you know, white Aryan males with tiki torches, but they have the same message. But the students that are allowing this to go on with the Hamas flags, letting these people onto campus, the professors that are participating in this, it's the same message, which is Jews are not welcome.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. The cheap bastard deal. The Phillips chocolates are going fast. $50 value for $25. 978 says, just dropped by Phillips chocolates last Saturday to use my previously purchased gift cards from the HCRN. They were excellent, and the store is larger than it appears on the website. I'm getting these again today. Thank you. Thank you, 978. They are excellent. Okay, so when October 7th happened, the massacres, and the Harvard Palestinian pro-Nazi Muslim groups decided to support Hamas and come all out in favor of genocide against the Israeli people, a number of groups stepped in, and you know what happened. The president, who was also a plagiarist, was fired, and they lost billions in contributions. And one of the people who was leading the counter protests, and they had a truck was the victim of a hate crime, was showing some of the leading anti-Semites, some of the leading Muslim students, if you can, in putting that in quotation marks, who were cheering on the pro-Nazi terrorists. The group was led by Adam Gillette. That's how you pronounce it, right, Adam?
Gillette, but I'm open to interpretation.
Adam Gillette, and your group is the I should know the name of it. It's Accuracy in Media. It's been around for a long time. I apologize, Adam, but so you guys did a fantastic job. But what have you been doing now? I mean, now this thing has mushroomed. These Harvard type of activities are everywhere, and now they've gone back onto the campus at Harvard. What is Accuracy in Media doing now, Adam?
Well, we are putting frowns in the face of anti-Semitic students and educators from coast to coast. We've gone after a lot of these vehemently pro-Hamas, pro-terror K-12 public school educators in Philadelphia, in New York, and Seattle, and we send a mobile billboard to their school and to their home, letting their colleagues, students, and neighbors know exactly the kind of person they live with. In addition, we've been very active at Columbia University, Hamas's favorite university, not only calling out their
this week
anti-Semitic students, but their enabler, their president of their university.
Yeah. Now she is the New York Post has called for her firing, and now Speaker Johnson, you know, who's trying to, I think he's trying to make amends to his base after the Ukraine vote and no money for the southern border. But he said he's demanding that she be fired too. He's going to Columbia. I mean, do you think she's going to survive?
You know, I really hope not, because think about the situation they've got there. These students are paying $70,000 a year for tuition. However, they can't even get on campus. The Jewish and Israeli students were told to leave for their own safety. And when I go and visit, I find out that left and right, off-campus, non-student agitators have no problem sneaking on campus, sometimes even with the help of the administration. So why do we even have to pretend that this is an institution of higher learning when the only thing they're learning there is a way to rhyme how much they hate Jews and how much they hate America? These are vehemently rabid Marxist wacko people who have no business in polite society, no business spreading their hate, and clearly if the president can't get it under control, she's got to get the heck out of there. In fact, we sent her two U-Haul moving trucks last week.
Now, you know, I found it rather ironic that the mayor of New York City, a Democrat, there are worse New York City Democrats than him, but he's pretty bad. Eric Adams, he and his police department are blaming outside agitators. Outside agitators. Those of us old enough to remember the civil rights movement in the 60s, that's what Democrats in the South said were causing all the civil rights demonstrations. Now Northern Democrats are saying it's the fault of outside agitators. It's rather ironic, isn't it?
It is. And to be fair, there are some inside agitators. There are some outside agitators. Just like we did for Harvard, we chronicled the list of the leading anti-Semites at Columbia. It's at ColumbiaHatesJews.com.
ColumbiaHatesJews.com. Okay. Yeah.
ColumbiaHatesJews.com. You could also send a message to the trustees calling for their president to be fired. But we are again buying the domains of these radical anti-Semites and setting up profile pages summarizing what they've done. We work with search engine optimization experts so that if you Google them, ours is one of the first pages that pops up. And starting this week, we're going to be sending probably at least 8 mobile billboards to the parents of these vehemently anti-Semitic students across the country, starting with Georgia, so that they have to explain, mom and dad have to explain to their neighbors why their kid doesn't like the Jews.
This is in places like Buckhead, I would assume, you know, some really upscale suburbs of Atlanta.
These are wealthy, wealthy, wealthy communities. One is a wealthy Atlanta suburb. One is Savannah. I don't think they're looking for this sort of thing. So perhaps they'll talk to the parents and maybe have them get their kid in line.
Now, Adam Gillette from Accuracy in Media, how many of these people, and people are speculating about this, how many of these people that are camping out and causing all this trouble, chasing Jews across the campus, et cetera, battling with cops, how many of these people do you think are foreign students that have just been admitted in the post-George Floyd, post-SAT era at these colleges, where basically, you know, you can get in if you're illiterate, if you check the right boxes, if you have the right name?
Well, you can get in if you're illiterate, check the right boxes, have the right name, and become president of the university, as we learned at Harvard. But, you know, I would say it's a minority of the students. The majority of them are overindulged leftist white kids who took these ideas from DEI teachings in K-12 education. Diversity, equity, and inclusion has infiltrated our public schools across the country. It's not just Berkeley or Boulder. It's in red districts in red states. And I could say that because I've been undercover in over 250 school districts across the country, exclusively in red states. And the DEI teachings push these people to push these radical ideas. And that's where it comes from. It's not some of them. It's not that they hate Jews per se. They hate Western civilization.
Right.
It would be a simpler problem if they merely hated Jews. They hate America. They hate liberty. They hate you and I.
Right. It's like Trump says, they're after you. I'm just in the way. They're after us. The Jews are just in the way. And it was like this in Nazi Germany in 1938. I don't think that's an exaggeration. You know, many Jewish public figures are being criticized for saying that, but I think it's right on target.
No, that's exactly the case that we're dealing with. And you could tell because they chant, death to Israel, and the next sentence they chant death to America, and the next sentence they say things all cops are you-know-what. These are people who hate Western civilization. They hate the only...
And then they say pay our student loans.
...in such a way.
They say pay our student
exactly.
loans.
Exactly. Yeah. My gosh.
And, you know, I was doing a call. You know, Catherine Clark, she's the this blow-in congresswoman from the North Shore of Massachusetts. And, her boss or former boss, Nancy Pelosi, just called for Benjamin Netanyahu to resign today. You know, her non-binary child was arrested last year in Boston for anti-cop graffiti on the Boston Garden. You know what the graffiti was? ACAB. That's what it.
Of course.
AC. All cops are. You know what? I mean, this is the whole key. And how about that woman from the co-ed from Vermont who down at Columbia who killed two elderly people while she was texting, but her father is a big executive at UPS. She paid a $220 fine. Where was the justice in that? She's now at Columbia, you know, demanding an end to the state of Israel, and she's walking around paying a $220 fine for killing two people in Vermont.
I guess it's better than if they gave her an internship as a UPS driver working for her dad. My gosh, get off the roads.
So are you going to be back at Harvard? Or I mean, because, you know, there are all these colleges now in Boston. There's Harvard was, you know, got in the fund today with MIT and Tufts and Emerson. You guys going to be back? Is Accuracy and Media going to be back in Boston anywhere?
Well, remind me again, when's commencement day? We're going to be making a tour of colleges across the country, reminding students on commencement day that there's no statute of limitations for anti-Semitism. We'll visit you that day, and we'll visit you at your future employer. You know, in fact, if you go to practice law, your employer is on file with the American Bar Association. If you want to apologize for what you've done, no problem. We immediately take down your webpage. We immediately take you off of our billboards. But if not, we're going to make sure that your anti-Semitic legacy haunts you for the remainder of your college time and throughout your career. People deserve to know who the anti-Semites are in their community and in their workplace.
So you have ColumbiaHatesJews.com. Do you have any other ones for colleges in the Boston area?
In the Boston area, I think we have MITHatesJews.com. Admittedly, it gets hard to keep track of this because I now own over 350 domains. Not only universities,
don't forget Tufts. Don't forget Tufts and Emerson, though, Adam.
I own TuftsHatesJews.com, I think. I don't think I own EmersonHatesJews.com. I hope nobody buys that really quick. Don't tip anyone off on that one. I got to cut to GoDaddy or Web.com right away. But it is, unfortunately, a target-rich environment of truly disgusting radicals. And really, if people care about this, the only solution is to advance universal school choice. Some states have banned DEI and critical race theory,
right.
And I found that these laws aren't worth the paper they're printed on. The only solution is universal school choice.
Yep. No, I agree. I agree. Adam Gillette from Accuracy and Media. If people want to go to your websites, other than the college websites like ColumbiaHatesJews.com or MITHatesJews.com, where do they go to learn more about Accuracy and Media, Adam?
Our website is aim.org, A-I-M.org. We're also active on pretty much every social media channel you can imagine, sharing our latest work, showing our videos from visiting these campuses, but it's all also at aim.org.
Have there been any more hate crimes against any of your trucks?
So last week when I was at Columbia, while I was filming and trying to interview people, a couple of these thugs tried to rough up my cameraman. Thankfully, we now travel with security, so they put an end to that real fast. Our billboards have been damaged a number of times, but we also now get security for the billboards. I've now been swatted 10 times, 9 times in October and November, and once again a few weeks ago after I went after an anti-Semitic public school teacher in Seattle who has since been suspended for the rest of the school year. This is a teacher, by the way, who twice previously had been arrested, so it's no surprise that he was happy to say, all cops are you-know-what. I asked him if he said that before or after he got arrested. He didn't have a good answer for that.
Was he related to any members of the Democrat leadership in the U.S. House of Representatives? That's a joke. All right. Adam Gillette from Accuracy and Media, thanks for being with us. See you on commencement day.
Definitely. And I'm going to go buy EmersonHatesJews.com.
Good. Good. They deserve it. Thank you, Adam Gillette. First thing when I wake up in the morning, I grab a shot of Balance 7. I like Balance 7 to relieve any lingering heartburn from overnight. It also gives me an immediate boost in energy before my morning walk to the breakers. The other day, I thought I'd run out. I immediately asked the mailroom manager to order some more. Fortunately, she had an extra gallon stashed in the condo. I took it out and filled up my 16-ounce bottles that I leave in the fridge for easy chugging throughout the day. Here are the 7 reasons you need Balance 7. 1, more energy. 2, lessening heartburn. 3, helps you with your joint pain. 4, it aids digestion. 5, it balances your pH levels. That's very important. 6, takes away sneezing fits. 7, helps you sleep better. Have you been that listener who's been thinking of trying Balance 7? Don't wait any longer. Order today and you will make sure you never run out. April is National Stress Awareness Month, and this is a perfect time to try to reduce the stress in your life. Balance 7 is not just a supplement. It's an alkaline concentrate formula designed to restore your body's natural pH balance. We'll be having a Meet the Experts podcast about Balance 7 very shortly. I was talking to the CEO today, and it explains all of these concepts. All you need to know, though, is it makes you feel a lot better. Just give it 3 days, and you will feel the difference. Order today at balance7.com. Use code Howie and receive free shipping. That's balance7.com, code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Listen to the Howie Carr Show from anywhere.
Egads, what sorcery is this?
Go to howiecarshow.com and click listen to start streaming Howie live in crystal clear high definition.
I'm whispering right in your ear, buzz, 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 buzz.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-Pack Special. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those bulky air purifiers. Take advantage of the Thunderstorm 3-Pack Special at EdenPureDeals.com and use promo code Howie3. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is which Ivy League school do you most detest? Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Columbia, UPenn, Brown, Dartmouth, or Cornell?
I'm still voting for Harvard. Even though they're not as bad as Columbia this week, but they'll be back up there.
64% say Harvard, 24% say Columbia, and 5% say Yale.
People are still giving me grief about feeding Roscoe good food. Arden, though, says, Howie, I say keep doing what you're doing with Roscoe. When I met him, I thought he looked trim, healthy, and very happy. A very good boy. He is a very good boy, Arden. Thank you.
Dr. Matt, the vet, has texted me, and he is concerned for Roscoe's well-being. He'll be discussing that with you Friday.
Because I gave him a little piece of a sausage?
No, it's not the sausage that concerned him, actually. The toast.
The
buttered sourdough.
Oh, man, he loves it. If you put a piece of sausage, a piece of chicken, and the sourdough toast with butter on it, he'd go for the sourdough.
I told Dr. Matt to come in this Friday with a printout of all of Roscoe's weigh-ins in chronological order.
He's barely out of puppyhood. He's a year and a half old. Can't be used against me. 844-500-4242. He's a pug, not a pig, says another texter. I didn't come here to be made sport of, and neither did Roscoe. All right, 844-500-4242. Speaking of DEI, this was a story in the Wall Street Journal just a couple of days ago. I thought this was a pretty funny story. It didn't get picked up. You're going to see why it didn't get picked up. Reports, these are the annual reports of corporations, public corporations. Reports omit goals for diversity. I wonder why. Spending $1.2 billion with diverse businesses, doubling Black and Latino leadership, increasing recruitment from historically Black colleges and universities. These diversity goals were highlighted in many companies' annual reports in 2022. A year later, the references were dropped. They were dropped. Kohl's has dropped they dropped this sentence. Diversity is embedded within our organizational planning for the future, with diversity being an area of consideration during succession planning. That's gone. It's no longer in succession planning. GameStop cut mentions of diversity and inclusion from a list of philosophy tenets for its human resources department. Software company UiPath used to define DEI measures as a business priority and a moral imperative. Now they are key to creating an environment where our people feel safe to be themselves. And not be accused of being a racist. Is that included in there? Nordstrom removes specific goals around diversity. Workday. See you later. Best Buy. Goodbye.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We only have a handful of our cheap bastard deals. Phillips Chocolates in Dorchester, they've sold like turtles. Not like hotcakes. They've sold like turtles or heavenly hash. But there's only a handful left. Go to howiecarshow.com. Click on store, and you can get a $50 gift certificate to Phillips Chocolates in Boston, Mass. For $25, just in time for Mother's Day. 844-500-4242. And again, the tragic news of the day. There have been 31 people or 30 people won't be coming down for breakfast at National Panhandler Radio on Commonwealth Avenue, WBUR. They've laid off 24 and a bunch of and several others took the buyout. And one of the people on the Globe message boards said amongst the chuckling and guffawing, said the Howie Carr listening audience is out in force today. I hope so. Let them get a real job. George Soros is buying radio stations. Maybe they can be hosts on Shillville Radio. They also ran sports station in Boston. You know, he owns that station now. He owns all these crappy stations. He's trying to buy more crappy stations. Let him buy WBUR or WGBH, both of them. Say it's the same Radio Moscow crap on two stations. Well, one of them go back to classical, one of them go back to jazz. How about we do it that way? Bring back the blues show. Do they still have a blues show on WGBH? Do they still have Eric in the Evening? No, he's dead. Eric in the Evening is dead. Do they still have Tony Sonomo Jazz on BUR? No, he's dead too. All these guys that you used to listen to are dead, and now the stations are dead. Funny how that works, isn't it? 844. They gave you something different. You don't need to. If you want to listen to agitprop, you can get it anywhere. Any of these public radio stations in all of the 50 states. And that's all they offer on these stations. 844-500-4242. 603, those girls at NYU were only there because they heard they could get free nose piercings, tattoos, and hair dye. I heard there's also a good weed emporium in that neighborhood, too. I have no idea, but I just said that. Mr. Garcia lost his congressman today. You there, Mr.
District 29. He was my councilman in Newark. He was a councilman in Newark. I voted for him one time. And he became famous because his father was
right.
A congressman.
Right, and Donald Payne Jr. I mean, what's going on in New Jersey? You have Robert Menendez, the crooked senator. His son becomes a congressman. You have this guy, Donald Payne Sr. He dies. His son becomes a congressman. Then you have Governor Murphy was briefly trying to run his wife for the Senate. This guy kind of a hotbed of nepotism in the Garden State, Mr. Garcia.
Oh, yeah, because Donald Payne was, you know, a dead duck. We get surprised he won. I said, because his father was more popular name.
Right.
And that's why he was, I call him cemetery, because he very quiet, never talked. I don't know what the hell he did in congressman. I never.
Well, Mr. Garcia, I don't know what he did either, but you know what? He's not going to be doing it anymore, is he?
No, and then I want to ask you a question. if the hopefully Donald Trump never go to jail, if he go to jail, you think he's going to be accusing him of suicide and kill him in jail and write a letter?
I think they would like, you know, Mr. Garcia, I don't want to really get into that, but I think they would like to do something. I mean, you saw what Benny Thompson, another corrupt Democrat from a rotten borough, this one in Mississippi, filed legislation to strip any quote-unquote convicted felon of his Secret Service protection. Yeah, they would definitely, they're trying to do anything they can to stop Donald Trump from getting back into office. And they will stop at nothing. There's a story in Politico today about how all these lawfare people, like Eisen and Mary, I think his name is Norm Eisen, Mary McCord, all these people. Maybe Mark Elias is involved in it. They all have a Zoom conference on Friday, a Zoom conference call to discuss lawfare and how they're going to try to screw Trump and put him in jail and keep him off the campaign trail. I mean, it's just really sinister work. And they don't have anything on him. That's what makes it bad. Thank you, Mr. Garcia. 844-500-4242. Yeah, his, one thing when we talk about nepotism in New Jersey, one thing we don't have to worry about, Cory Booker's children aren't going to follow him into politics because he has no children. I wonder why. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, hey, Howie, thanks a lot for taking my call. I was listening to the Ed Lambert show this morning, and I don't know if you catch much wind on the conversations that go on with Ed, but this one caller called in, and he was just had a brilliant idea. And talking about the protesters over at the colleges, Ivy League colleges, for that matter. And a great idea that I was listening to was to free up the police that could be out taking care of the real criminals, you know, is simply get the fire department down there, hook up to the fire hydrants and just give them a rainy day. You know,
well, that was our poll question yesterday. You know, what's the best way to deal with the protesters? I believe the fire hoses won, didn't they, Taylor?
Overwhelmingly, yes.
Yeah.
What a great idea. Why they're not doing that, I don't know. I mean, they should be on top of that, I would think, you know.
They would. Can you imagine? These people are snowflakes. I mean, they're not used to being treated badly. I mean, look at Columbia University. The protesters are quote unquote negotiating with these nitwits in the administration, saying, well, we'll leave, but you can't bring in the police and you can't bring in the National Guard and all this. I mean, if they ever turn the fire, I would love to see it. I personally voted for the horses in the poll yesterday. I think the horses would be even better. How about the canines? And I don't mean Roscoe either. I mean real, real police dogs, German Shepherds and Dobermans, that kind of dog, big dogs, mean dogs, talented dogs. Roscoe's talented, but in a different way. And I'd like to see him, you know, get these people, out of there. They shouldn't be there. 844-500-4242. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Yeah, Howie, how about if the police shoot the cell phones out of the hands of protesters?
Dennis? Don't they when they have demonstrations in totalitarian countries, whether it's Iran or China, don't they do away with the Wi-Fi? Wouldn't that be great? I mean, that would end it faster than dogs, horses, and fire hoses and tear gas combined, wouldn't it? If they couldn't watch porn anymore on their cell phones.
I'm sure the motive is more narcissism than it has anything to do with Palestine. But I wanted to say that kefir and the face mask is to 2020's America what the armband and the brown shirt were to 1930s Germany.
Yeah. No, you're right. You know what? One thing, they used to have this thing called the Bund. the German-American Bund, and it was just a pro-Nazi type group, and they were in a lot of cities, and like they were in Yorkville, which is on the east side of Manhattan. That was kind of a German area, and you know who broke up the meetings of the Bund in Yorkville? Meyer Lansky and Bugsy Siegel. And Lepke and the Jewish gangster sent people in, and they just broke heads. It's unfortunate that Jewish organized crime has been supplanted, and they don't have any thugs like a K.O. Koenigsberg or any of those guys to go in there and take care of these people. How are these people any different than the Bund? They're not. That's the question. That's the answer, I should say. 844-500-4242. 413, if you ever need to give a dog a pill, put it in a piece of bread. Yeah, I'm going to have a discussion with Dr. Matt about this. I it's not like I'm giving him a whole piece of sourdough bread because it's so tasty. I want to eat it. You know, I just give him a little bit of a crust, and it's got some butter on it. Makes him happy. I want him to be happy. I want him to be a cheerful, playful pug. Harry, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Harry.
Hey, Howie. This is my first time on your program. I just wanted to, because people, everybody's talking, you know, about the war in Gaza and everything. Well, I just want to enlighten people and everything how the Gaza got into Israeli hands. They had a war, and in that war, they won the Gaza Strip. They developed the Gaza Strip,
right?
So it could be bountiful and everything. Then the UN demanded that Israel give back the Gaza Strip. So they gave the Gaza Strip back, and the people that occupied it ruined it. They bulldozed everything down.
Right,
and that's where
they spent billions. They spent billions to give them technology, like for instance, greenhouses, or concrete to build public housing or housing in some form or another. And when Hamas took over, they tore down the greenhouses. I mean, how insane is that, Harry, to tear down greenhouses? That's how Israel has become a major agricultural exporter in the Mideast by using this new agricultural technology. They didn't want it because it was Western. It was Zionist, you know? And they took the concrete and they built those damn tunnels that they're now bombing. So all that infrastructure that could have been used to make the lives of these people better has been used for terrorist purposes. They have they're on the Mediterranean, Harry. You know, the Mediterranean, that's where the French Riviera is. It's just another part of the Mediterranean, right? They're living in what could be a paradise, and instead it's
right. Well, they gave them it. They gave them the Gaza. It was a paradise, but they bulldozed everything down.
Right. Right. And the Jordanians don't want anything to do with them because they had a civil war. They tried to take over Jordan. They had a very bloody civil war. Egypt let some of them in, and what did they do? They tried to start a revolution in Egypt. So the two Arab countries that are next to them don't want them anything to do with them because they know they're trouble. So, you know, whose fault is all this? How is it Israel's fault? Thanks for the call, Harry. 844-500-4242. This is all history. It's history you're not going to hear about on CNN or National Panhandle Radio, for that matter. And now you're definitely not going to hear about it from those 30 people that just got fired or let go today at WBUR. Experience the ultimate savings event with MyPillow's $25 extravaganza. For a limited time, dive into incredible deals like a two-pack multi-use MyPillows, or stylish sandals for both men and women, or a luxurious six-pack towel set, all available for an astonishing $25 each. Yes, you heard it right. Just $25 per item during MyPillow's $25 extravaganza. But wait, there's more. Refresh your kitchen with their durable four-pack dish towels. You guessed it, also at the unbeatable price of $25. And making its debut, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric. Choose any size, any loft level, including the opulent king size, all for the low price of $25. These incredible offers won't last long, so order now. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Howie for these incredible deals and to unlock free shipping on all orders over $75. That's 800-658-4965 or MyPillow.com, promo code Howie. Elevate your comfort with the MyPillow $25 extravaganza. Don't delay. Go to MyPillow.com and don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. Howie Carr is back.
Eight four four five hundred forty two. By the way, we just sold out of the Phillips Chocolates Cheap Bastard deal. It's a great place in Dorchester. Congratulations to everybody who got the $50 gift certificates for $25. However, if you missed out on today's deal, you can still save on your Phillips Chocolates order, especially for Mother's Day. Go to PhillipsChocolate.com and use code Howie at checkout to get 10% off your online order. That's right. Go to PhillipsChocolate.com. Use code Howie at checkout to get 10% off your online order. 844-500-4242. When your primary goal is jihad and intifada, is anyone surprised food independence is a lower priority than building rockets? They're in pursuit of a good time and have little to no concerns about a long time. Yeah, you know, it's they want to wipe out the Israelis, but yet they relied on Israel for their electricity, for their clean water, for their indoor plumbing, basically, which is part of the clean water process, for their Wi-Fi, for their food. Who's been mainly delivering the food aid deliveries? I mean, there has been some international, but a lot of it's been done by the Israelis. Who's building the tents? Who's just bought 40,000 tents to put all the refugees in so they can wipe out final Hamas battalions that are left? It's not the Iranians. Let's put it that way, you know. And again, I wouldn't expect the Jordanians or the Egyptians to do it because they've tried to kill. They have killed many Egyptians and Jordanians. But I thought Iran was supporting Hamas. Isn't the Hamas is the Iranians' proxies. Where's the aid from Iran to all the starving Gazans? And where are the calls for I mean, this is becoming a cliche, but where are the calls for a ceasefire in Ukraine? 600,000 people dead, Russians and Ukrainians, in that war. Maybe 25,000 dead. They said it was 30,000 Palestinians dead. Now Hamas has cut it down to 22,000. And a handful of people, a relative handful of people on the West Bank and in southern Lebanon. And another texter says, Lebanon was a paradise. It was a paradise. It was a multi-ethnic democracy with Arabs and Arab Muslims and Arab Christians, predominantly the Maronites. And then they had a civil war. A lot of the Maronites left, just like a lot of the Palestinian Christians have left. And, you know, that's one thing about Trump's trial. One of the jurors is a native of Lebanon who left in 1980. That means in all likelihood he's a Maronite Christian who was fleeing the savagery that the Muslims were inflicting on the law-abiding, prosperous, hard-working Christian population. Not that some of the Arabs weren't hard-working and law-abiding as well, but there was a problem with some people called Palestinians. I'm Howie Carr.